Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Ed Curry, certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Ed, welcome back. Happy New Year.
You as well. Thank you, Steve, for having me.
I'm going to focus in our conversation a little bit on the predictions for the housing market in the 2023. I know you have a crystal ball that sometimes you look into, and you're pretty good at making predictions as well. What do you foresee the year bringing in your industry?
Yeah, sometimes that crystal ball gets murky, but I think it's a little clearer for 2023. Last year, as things started to slow a little bit, I kind of used the term great reset. And by that, I kind of meant, we had such a huge run in demand for housing prices. For example, I think the last 10 years, prices are up 115%. The last 2 years, up about 35 to 40%. And that's overall in the U.S. Last 6 months, probably down about 2%. So I think moving forward, we're going to see kind of a reacceleration to an average market. I would see, Chicago market, for example, is probably going to be one of the bright spots for 2023. That's because, of course, it didn't have the run up in the last couple of years that other markets did, other hot markets, such as Florida and Phoenix and some of those areas that really did really, really well. Those are going to moderate, probably maybe lose some value this year. I think overall in the U.S. we'll probably see low single digit price appreciation. So positive, and probably Chicago a little bit higher than that.
I want to hit on a couple of different specific things, and these are things that we've talked about over the past year. One of them is housing inventory. Where does that stand in the Chicago area nationally, and is that going to be an issue this year?
Yeah, that's one of the great positives today versus what a lot of people refer and give credence to, some sort of current housing crash, 2008. The housing inventory currently is about 25% of where it was at that time. And as things slowed last year, builders pulled back. So the inventory, which generally is about a 6 month inventory burn rate, meaning number of homes purchased versus number of homes available, is still well below that average, making it a balanced market. So inventory still is at a lower place. Now, of course, demand currently today is at a low place as well. When mortgage rates jumped above that 7% threshold, that seemed to be the pain point for people. Not only, were rates high and so their shelter costs much higher, but also, we were paying higher costs for everything else, gas, food, et cetera. So once we see rates come down, and they have come down quite a bit from their peaks last year, they'll continue to move higher, lower interest rates lower this year. We'll continue to see we'll see demand pick up, and inventory, with inventories relatively low, it's going to be very supportive for housing.
We've talked in the past about how with the low inventory, people have just decided to build new homes, with new home construction expected to be lower nationally, according to the experts. What does it look like in the Chicago area?
It'll still be supportive, but takes a while to build homes, of course. So I think we'll see moderate home building for 2023. Certainly not as strong as it's been over the past couple of years, but that's just because it will be difficult to ramp that back up. One of the key aspects with building a home, as you might imagine, is the cost of the inputs, lumber, steel, concrete, all those things that are needed to build a home. And those were very, very high over the past couple of years. And then you throw in rising interest rates, that really put a damper on desire for people to build homes. you know, there's builder sentiment, right? You know, how positive they feel about the market. I think the recent statistic is, 11 months it was down in a row, which hasn't happened since the 1970s. So builders are being very, very cautious. But, you know, once rates come down a little further, we're going to see a reignition of that demand for homeowners to build homes. And prices are down as well, those input costs. Lumber is a good example. Lumber is down 78% from its peak in May of 2021. Now, some of the other costs aren't down that much, but the cost to build a home is down considerably. So once people get comfortable with those interest rates again, we'll see home building continue to move higher.
Yeah, does interest rates remain elevated? Are people getting creative with the way they're financing? I saw a report that people are turning to those adjustable rate mortgages. I know we've talked about that in the past. Is that a trend that we might see continue into 2023 as well?
I think so. Really, until mortgage rates go down to a certain level, I think people will be comfortable with it. We're seeing a big demand for ARMs relative to historic averages. Historically, only about 3% of homeowners choose ARMs over fixed rates, and that's well over 10% now. The idea for and the reason some people are more comfortable with them are the idea that rates, the consensus that rates will be coming down. So why not take an adjustable rate mortgage and then refinance at a later date to a fixed rate? The term I've seen out there, rent the rate, is a term I've seen out there from people where, you're not going to be in that mortgage long term. So let's rent it for a year or two and then move over to a fixed rate once they come down. And for clarification, adjustable rate mortgage doesn't necessarily mean it's constantly adjusting. There are certain adjustable rate mortgages that are fixed for 5, 7, or 10 years, where that rate and that payment is guaranteed for 5, 7, or 10 years respectively. So if it's appropriate for some people and they're comfortable with that timeline to be in a mortgage where they're going to be fixed for 5, 7, or 10 years, it makes for a really good plan for them to and strategy to get into an adjustable rate today and then move to a fixed rate when the rates move lower.
There appears to be a trend developing across the country of building conversions from commercial to residential. This is happening in Chicago. We've been talking a little bit about the LaSalle Street initiative here, where the city is trying to change some office space, some vacant office space, into residential property. This is happening in a couple of other cities as well, where as communities try to revitalize their downtown areas. Talk to us a little bit about this trend. Do you see it something that is going to be, we'll be seeing more of, and how successful do you think it might be?
Yeah, I think there will be a lot of that this year. You know, for I think the past couple of years, businesses, employees have been unsure whether they will have to go back to the office. There's companies that are unsure how much space they will need in their office. So I think this year you're going to see a lot of those decisions, hard decisions, finally be made, and with companies realizing they have excess space, landlords realizing they have space available commercially that is just not going to be filled in the foreseeable future. So those conversions, especially in urban areas, are going to be very, very successful, in my opinion. People, homeowners love that that urban lofty feel. And so it there'll be some great designs for people to be able to convert those spaces. And it really will be a win-win for the people who own the property as well as the people who are buying them.
What would be your advice to someone in 2023 if they're getting ready to jump into the housing market, whether they're going to either try to refinance or buy a new place? What would you tell them to do?
I think refinancing is probably unlikely given current rates. I would, current 30-year fix is around 6.5%. I think by June of this year, that we'll get close to, if not at that 5% level. So as inflation numbers are realized at lower levels, the mortgage rates will fall with them. And so I think we're still at a point where it's doesn't make much sense for most people to refinance unless they're looking to tap into some of the equity that they have, consolidate some debt. So really, for the most part, the new loans will be a very high percentage of purchases. And I think there's going to be some great opportunities as rates fall. And I think the trend will be a slow trend lower in mortgage rates. So there's been a number of people who have been putting off purchasing that home just because of the high cost of the interest rates and the cost of that payment. And so for some people who want to finally get into that house, it makes sense to do it now. You can, the whole rent-to-rate scenario, right? You can get into a house now that's affordable, and once rates fall even further, be even more affordable.
All right, Ed, good conversation as always. How can people have a one-on-one with you if they want?
Feel free to reach out to me at ed.curry@associatedbank.com. That's ed.currie@associatedbank.com.
All right, we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.